All right, so we're here down at the Festival of World Cultures, and we're inside in an exhibition called "Can Art Help to Change the World?" We're here with Fiona, one of the team who's put it together. Could you just tell us a little bit of how the exhibition's gone at the moment?
It's actually gone very well. We have over five topics that we've covered within Art Can Help Change the World. We've documentary film, we have visual arts, murals, protest songs, and theatre. Each section is a bit of a study done on each one with some visuals to go along, and we're getting a lot of positive feedback.
And yesterday you also had a workshop, did you?
Yeah, we did. Carmel came in, sorry, I don't know her second name, I can't remember, came in, and she did a piece from the Theatre of the Oppressed. It's a type of theatre that was developed by Boal in Brazil to help those who suffer under oppression deal with the situations that they face on a daily basis. The workshop basically involved about 25 people who were talked through the actual occurrence of becoming a spect-actor, which is part of Boal's theatre piece, and each groups were divided into groups, and each group did a piece on the oppression, and it was quite interesting.
Okay, and is there another workshop today now?
Yeah, we have another workshop on at 3 o'clock, and that's hosted by Pepe from LASC, the Latin Solidarity, Latin American Solidarity Center. It's on the actual protest music and music and activism. Pepe is actually from Chile, so he is going to talk about Victor Jara and the influence Victor Jara's music had in 1973, and the build-up to Salvador Allende's election, and his how powerful the canción. Nouveau Canción movement was, and how effective it was in instigating change in Chile at the time.
Okay, and yesterday during the workshop there was a discussion about the question that's been posed here by this exhibition, yeah?
Yeah, there was, yeah.
And how did that go?
There was quite a diverse range of opinions. I mean, obviously some people felt that art at this present moment in time was kind of steeped in consumerism. Some people felt that that you couldn't actually think along that kind of access, that there was some people took the position that, I mean, we're kind of outside, the world was forever changing, and that to say that art can change the world is a bit static, whereas like the world is continuously changing. Some people took the view that it incorporated all those ideas, that like there was different steps, and that it actually helped stimulate debate, and it informed people, which was really important.
And did anybody say it went that step further? Like you talked about Boal, like he was put in prison for his revolutionary activity. So, like, did that sort of angle come up during the discussion?
I can't remember.
Okay, no problem. And what sort of feedback have you got from the people who have come to the exhibition?
A lot of people are quite happy. We've got some very good feedback. A lot of people have said that it's quite informative, enlightening in a sense as well. I mean, it's good to get so many different kind of topics within the whole art spectrum and put them in a room that, like, and show the influence that they've had or the message that they have, to put them all together, as opposed to when they're usually on exhibition would be separate. You put them all together and show how across the spectrum a different range of like ideas and creativity have the same message, so it's a good thing to have in one room. And a lot of people, like, I mean, it's great, like with children and stuff like that, like kind of asking the question, and I think one small child and his mum talking about it yesterday, like, and he asked his mum and his mum asked him, "What do you think?" And he's like, you know, when you see a small child like pondering over such a big question, mm-hmm. it's great. Like, and then we've had a lot of people's just things that they wouldn't actually think about, or, you know, that they obviously now are, and that's fantastic.
Yeah. And in terms then of the exhibition being stuff to look at, or is it like that you had the workshops, but like could it lead to more, like whether it's more discussions, workshops, actions, whatever?
Yeah. Well, this is a practical seminar going to be arranged in Cork this autumn. It will probably involve more workshops again, and it will be probably for people people that are actually practicing artists as well as in on a community basis and community level. Obviously this is just the start of, it's a starting point for us, so I mean hopefully it'll build into something more, and within the actual area itself we will get the more feedback we get and the more people we get involved, the bigger we're going to get. So I mean the more people that help us out, the better it'll be.
Yeah, and in your own personal opinion then, can art help change the world, and if the answer is yes, in what ways is it happening?
Yeah, I do believe art can help change the world. I mean, even if it's only a small thing, so many people these days kind of tend to like have a narrow tunnel vision. They work in and they don't know what's going on around them. So, I mean, art helps people, informs people. It keeps us aware of what's going on around us. And if that helps even one individual to do something about their world, their life, and helps them change it, then it is changing the world. I mean, it might be just one person, but it is changing. So the more people that are informed, and the more people that learn, and the more people that take action, the better it is for us, for all of us.
Yeah, well, I do agree, Jenny, and it's great to see this, and I think it's fair play to you because you have posed a very important question, and I hope it does spark more people to, even if it just makes, just the initial sort of step being taken, because I think that's the most important thing. But thanks very much, and the best of luck with the rest of it.